Origin of Bioluminescence. By Richard William Nelson. Bioluminescence has fueled folklore legends for thousands of years. From the 8th century Japanese Hotaru firefly legend to the Apache Indian firefly origin of fire celebration, the origin of bioluminescence continues to inspire awe and wonder. Describing myths and legends with a natural explanation is what drives scientists. Researchers have long wondered how bioluminescence came to be, science writer Stefan noted in the article entitled In the Deep, Clues to How Life Makes Light, published in the Quanta magazine. Matthew Davis, evolution biologist at St. Cloud State University, Minnesota, investigated the origin of bioluminescence across ray-finned fishes using new genetic evidence. Published in PLOS 1, 2016, and entitled The Repeated and Widespread Evolution of Bioluminescence in Marine Fishes, Davis explains. Our objectives in this study were to determine the number of independent evolutionary origins of bioluminescence in ray-finned fishes. Bioluminescence is mostly a marine phenomenon, as Davis explains. At present, the only known terrestrial animals capable of bioluminescence are arthropods, example fireflies, millipedes, whereas, in marine environments, bioluminescence has evolved across the tree of life from bacteria to vertebrates. Evidence for the origin of bioluminescence, in previous studies, have validated Charles Darwin's common ancestry theory developed in The Origin of Species, as Davis explains. Broad studies of bioluminescence have typically counted fishes as a single evolutionary event. The genomic revolution, however, continues to challenge Darwin's common ancestry theory. New genetic evidence points to multiple rather than a common ancestor. Davis explains. Here, we show that bioluminescence has evolved repeatedly and is phylogenetically widespread across ray-finned fishes. Early bioluminescence studies. Irishman Robert Boyle, 1627-1691, is one of the early scientists to study the phenomenon of bioluminescence. As a founding member of the Royal Society, Boyle discovered the relationship between air and luminescence. Boyle is best known for discovering the pressure-volume gas law known as Boyle's law. The wonder of bioluminescence captivated Charles Darwin. In December 1833, as the HMS Beagle traveled south from Patagonia, Darwin describes the phosphorus spectacle in The Voyage of the Beagle. While sailing in these latitudes on one very dark night, the sea presented a wonderful and most beautiful spectacle. The vessel drove before her bows two billows of liquid phosphorus. More than a century following Boyle's discovery, Raphael Dubois, 1849-1929, a French pharmacologist, was the first to identify luciferin and luciferase, two critical molecular components of bioluminescence. Dubois' discovery differentiated bioluminescence from phosphorescence. Since then, the group of small light-emitting protein molecules, known as luciferins, are found widely among animals, especially in the open sea. Bioluminescence is the molecular light-emitting process of a living organism. Molecular bioluminescence. Luciferin, luciferase, and molecular oxygen are the critical reacting molecules producing bioluminescence. The release of light energy is the product of an enzyme-catalyzed chemical reaction. Luciferase, the enzyme, transfers an electron from oxygen resulting in the emission of light, a visible photon, and the formation of oxaluciferin. While generally known as chemiluminescence, this reaction is known as bioluminescence. Species-specific cofactor often facilitates the enzymatic reaction that is diagrammatical. Light emission stems from the transfer of the oxidation energy at a species-specific wavelength. As an oxidoreductase enzyme, luciferase oxidizes luciferin by incorporating oxygen into the molecule. Luciferin is the substrate, and luciferase is the enzyme catalyzing and accelerating the chemical reaction. Luciferin-associated bioluminescence is a global phenomenon occurring in all the major biological groups. Although the worldwide number of species is not known, there are 75 known bioluminescent species in the fungi kingdom alone. The Davis findings. The ray-finned fishes, known as Actinopterygii, that Deva studied are Earth's largest class of fishes, representing the broadest range of bioluminescent species in nature. Numerically, Actinopterygians dominate the class of vertebrates, comprising nearly 99% of the over 30,000 species of fish. The ray-finned fish is nature's ideal candidate for studying the origin of bioluminescence. Unlike Darwin's common ancestry theory, Deva's team found evidence of 27 ancestors associated with the origin of bioluminescence, noting 27 independent evolutionary events of bioluminescence are identified. Our findings demonstrate that the number of independent evolutionary events origins of bioluminescence across the tree of life is significantly higher than previous summaries suggest, Davis explains. Stephen Haddock, a marine biologist at the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute, found evidence to support even more evolutionary events. In his 2010 paper entitled Bioluminescence in the Sea, Haddock explains. It is difficult to calculate the number of times that bioluminescence has evolved independently. Bioluminescence has evolved a minimum of 40 times, and likely more than 50 times, among extant organisms. As the number of origins increases, untangling the origin of bioluminescence puzzle is challenged to validate Darwin's common ancestor theory scientifically. Darwin predicted only a single common ancestor. Davis explains the dilemma. It is still unclear how most fishes with intrinsic bioluminescence obtain the necessary substrates to produce light. Our findings highlight how much remains to be discovered. Molecular diversity. Luciferin is a diverse species-specific class of small molecules. The number and types of luciferin molecules in nature is not known. Since luciferins are a diverse class of molecules, a unifying molecular mechanism of action has yet to be discovered, except that each mechanism requires molecular oxygen. Luciferin's diversity has no known slight successive evolutionary changes, as predicted by Darwin. Examples of luciferin molecules are pictured right and left. Likewise, the relationship between luciferin and luciferase is diverse. As Yen points out, curiously, there are far fewer luciferins than luciferases. Even though luciferin molecules are species-specific, curiously luciferase molecules are not species-specific. The molecular diversity of luciferase defies categorization based on structure. The molecular and metabolic diversity of the luciferins challenges their sequencing into the steps of evolutionary. Without sequential changes, determining their origin is speculation, not science. Haddock concludes. Of the two principal components luciferin and luciferase, because the complete biosynthesis pathway is not yet known for any marine luciferins, their ultimate origins remain unknown. The lack of evidence for luciferin slight, successive molecular changes originating from a common ancestor undermines the theory of evolution that Darwin argued in The Origin of Species. Luciferin-like molecules. By the late 20th century, emerging new biomolecular methodologies and technologies opened innovative avenues to investigate. Osamu Shimamura and Frank Johnson at Princeton University discovered uniformity in bioluminescent molecules across a broad spectrum of species. Shimamura performed the study by measuring light emission using a photomultiplier. Since uniformity is not characteristic of the luciferins, they realized they had discovered a reportable new finding. Entitled The Chemical Nature of Bioluminescence Systems in Coelenterates, their 1975 report published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Science concluded. Analysis of substances involved in light-emitting reactions among bioluminescent coelenterates has revealed a pronounced uniformity in the structural features of initial reactants, i.e., luciferins and photoprotein chromophores, as well as the light-emitter product. The search for the origin of bioluminescence with uniform luciferin-like molecules along with diverse luciferin molecules is a challenging task. Coelenterate molecule. Shimamura's study focused on the chemical the luminescent reactions in the coelenterate phylum. Called cnidarian, this phylum includes more than 9,000 living species, including coral animals, true jellies, sea anemones, sea pens, and comb jellies. The species in this phylum do not have a circulatory system, relying, instead, on diffusion across the tissue layers. 1. Coelenterate, Renalariiformis, commonly known as a sea pansy, is noted for its spectacular display of bioluminescence. One of the critical emerging key molecular biology technologies during the mid-20th century was mass spectrometry, MS. Once extremely expensive, MS equipment became increasingly commercially available. Previous molecular structure presuppositions, like Shimomura's, could finally be validated scientifically. Using mass spectrometry, MS, analysis, the Milton J. Cormier team, at the University of Georgia, published their report 2 years later in 1977 entitled Structure of Native Renalariiformis Luciferin, confirming Shimomura's findings. Detailed analysis of kinetic, emission, and quantum yield data for the isolated and synthetic luciferins confirms this structure. Confirmation of this structure in a number of species from different phyla suggests a common substrate for a variety of bioluminescent marine organisms. Cormier's validated Shimomura's luciferin-like molecule, a coelenterate molecule. While Cormier described the molecule as a common substrate for a variety of bioluminescent marine organisms, Shimomura described the molecule to have a pronounced uniformity in the structural features of initial reactants. The luciferin type and the luciferin-like molecule both produce bioluminescence. Since the luciferin-like molecule is of the coelenterate phylum, sometimes the molecule is referred to as coelenterazin. Does this solve the origin of bioluminescence dilemma? Yin explains. Yet, it would be a mistake to assume that all coelenterazin-containing organisms had evolved from a single luminous ancestor. In recognition of his revolutionary finding, Osamu Shimomura received a Nobel Prize in 2008. Origin of bioluminescence. In a phylogenetic approach, Davis investigated the evolution and distribution of bioluminescence across ray-finned fishes. Using a collection of genetic material along with previously reported genetic information, Davis used computer modeling of molecular evolution, specifically the JMODEL test program. The program uses a set of algorithms to estimate the maximum likelihood of a phylogeny. Of the five models generated by JMODEL test, the tree with the maximum likelihood was analyzed further by BEAST. The program analyzes molecular sequences. Of the 45,000 trees, the program was subsampled down to 5,000 trees. The computer-generated phylogenic tree is pictured. According to Davis, 27 independent evolutionary events origins of bioluminescence are identified. 27 origins are not compatible with Darwin's concept of common ancestry. Davis did not discover the origin of bioluminescence. Finding evidence to support Darwin's common ancestor theory has proved to be very complicated. According to Davis, our findings, and these additional studies investigating the evolution and function of bioluminescence and biofluorescence in marine systems, highlight how much remains to be discovered. Eugene Koonin Royal Society Interview. Eugene Koonin, head of the Evolutionary Genomics Group at the National Center for Biotechnology Information at the National Institute of Health, was interviewed by science journalist Susan Mazur, published by the Huffington Post. Regarding the inconclusive evolution referendum at the Royal Society meeting in November, Mazur asked, "Why is it so difficult to pull together the most compelling ideas in evolutionary biology and come up with an approximate understanding of how it all works?" Koonin answered, "First of all, I think the public may not have much to lose in terms of confidence in the scientific establishment in this case because the public is already extremely skeptical about the value and the scientific nature of evolutionary biology. It's not quite that way about science in general, but I think largely so when it comes to the study of evolution." Darwin's dilemma continues. Genesis. Luciferin is from the Latin word Lucifer, meaning lightbringer. The biblical account of Lucifer means the morning star. The burst of the bioluminescence phenomenon is reminiscent of Stephen Jay Gould's punctuated equilibrium theory to explain the fossil record. In the search for the origin of bioluminescence, the evidence is compatible with the Genesis account written by Moses. Robert Boyle, 1791-1867, the founder of modern bioluminescence and chemistry, gives a scientist's perspective. In the Bible, the ignorant may learn all requisite knowledge, and the most knowing may learn to discern their ignorance. Evolution is a philosophy, not a valid scientific theory. 2020 update. A natural explanation for the origin of bioluminescence remains beyond the reach of science, undermining Darwin's theory of common ancestry. Since 2016, however, scientists have continued the search, as listed below. 2019 report. Aubin Fleisch and Karen S. Sarkisian, both of Imperial College London, in their report entitled A Brief Review of Bioluminescent Systems, 2019, published in Current Genetics. Despite being widely used in reporter technologies, bioluminescent systems are largely understudied. Of at least 40 different bioluminescent systems thought to exist in nature, molecular components of only 7 light-emitting reactions are known, and the full biochemical pathway leading to light emission is only understood for 2 of them. Current information on the origin of bioluminescence as posted on Wikipedia, Evolution 101, and the Smithsonian Institute listed below. Wikipedia. Luciferin page. Evolution section not included, except for the following statements. The variety of luciferins and luciferases, their diverse reaction mechanisms and the scattered phylogenetic distribution indicate that many of them have arisen independently in the course of evolution. Given the unrelated family of proteins and enzymes to produce bioluminescence, no unifying mechanism of action is known. A tree of life diagram based on luciferin is not available. The origin of bioluminescence or common ancestry was not presented. Bioluminescence page. Evolution section states. All bioluminescent organisms have in common that the reaction of a luciferin and oxygen is catalyzed by a luciferase to produce light. A tree of life diagram based on bioluminescence is not available. The origin of bioluminescence or common ancestry was not presented. Luciferase page. Evolution or evolve does not appear on the page. The origin of bioluminescence or common ancestry was not presented. Evolution 101, the site does not include any information on bioluminescent and evolution. Smithsonian Institute, Smithsonian Ocean page. Evolution slash evolve is mentioned only 3 times. The number of species that bioluminesce and the variations in the chemical reactions that produce light are evidence that bioluminescence has evolved many times over at least 40 separate times. This number continues to grow as research makes new discoveries. In 2018, scientists discovered the ray-fin fishes themselves evolved bioluminescence 27 separate times. That's quite an increase from the handful of times that were known before. However, some animals evolved to emit and see red light, including the dragonfish, Malacosteus. By creating their own red light in the deep sea, they are able to see red-colored prey, as well as communicate and even show prey to other dragonfish, while other unsuspecting animals cannot see their red lights as a warning to flee. The Smithsonian does not address the common ancestry or the origin of bioluminescence.